A new aircraft mechanic school is coming to Bethel. The program's main goal is to cater to the region's needs and create jobs that will help make that possible. Everything for the program, from the fleet of bush planes to the exams, are ready. All that's needed is a full classroom. KYUK's Lakhidra Chavis reports.
The Aviation Maintenance School's approximately 700-square-foot hangar is filled with ready-to-go toolboxes, old plane engines, and an electrical switchboard. There are also pilot cabinet gauges, air pressure simulators, and two bush planes. If this sounds like a lot, well, it is. This hangar is meant to prepare the 15 students entering the Regional Aviation Maintenance School for real-world success. Aviation mechanics help ensure the planes are functioning properly and up to code. The people checking the plane before takeoff, that's them. Jeff Hoffman is the school's manager, and he's been spearheading this project for more than half a decade.
Our brochure just says, coming soon, and we've been yelling that cry for at least 3.5 years now.
Now that the program is ready to go next February, Hoffman says the goal is to fill seats.
The need for aviation mechanics and pilots that are from the region that want to live here is far and few.
That's where the school comes in. Since the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is off the road system, planes are highly relied upon not just for travel but for medical emergencies. The application itself is 2 pages. Students who qualify for financial aid and other scholarships can use it to pay for the school fee, which is $40,000. The fee pays for the course, textbooks, transportation, and dormitories. The dorms themselves were built using sustainable resources and technology, and will test how well these types of materials work in the region's climate. After prospective students submit their application, they'll undergo a brief interview. If successful in the program, students will enter a field where the average salary is about $60,000 in Alaska. The program lasts 18 months, and classes are expected to run about 6 hours each day. Although there aren't extended holidays, the program accommodates subsistence lifestyles.
We have dedicated time off for the school during the springtime when the fish and the geese come back, as well as fall time moose hunting. I know that if we did not do this, we would lose a majority of our students.
Hoffman says he hopes the program will benefit young adults looking for a career in aviation. Above the hangar is a small classroom with dozens of textbooks, reference binders, and a small set of computers. Ken Wallace is the course instructor, and he says he's just putting the finishing touches on the curriculum. He says if students work hard, there shouldn't be a problem.
I just don't see that any student who wants to learn and is applying themselves that they can't do it. You know, we're not out to fail students. Our goal is to have the students pass our program.
The equipment the students will work on has either been designed specifically for the course or has been decommissioned, like some of the engines or even Wallace's own plane.
So if they come here and want to go down to Grant Aviation and work for them, they'll be working on the same model airplanes that they learned on here.
The school began accepting applications late last week. As of Monday, 5 potential students have applied. In Bethel, I'm Lakhidra Chavis.